Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So Mishnah Beis talks about if you have chametz dough that's in a kli, not in a kli like in the base kibul of a kli, but it's sort of attached to the cracks of a kli. So do you need to get rid of such chametz on Pesach? Betzek shebesidke areva. Let's say you have dough that's in the cracks of a kneading bowl. So you have a bowl that you knead dough in, and the bowl has these little tiny cracks, and the cracks have been filled in by dough over the course of time. So im yesh kezayis b'makom echad. If there is a kezayis of dough in one spot, then chayv leva'er. Then you have to get rid of it because that's not considered to be part of the bowl because it's too big to become batel to the bowl. It's considered a significant piece of chametz, and therefore we have to get rid of it on Pesach. V'imlo, but if it's smaller than a kezayis, batel b'miyuto, then we assume that based on its tiny little size, it's going to be batel, it's considered to be part of the bowl, it's not considered a food, it's not considered a separate entity, so you don't have to take it out of the bowl, you don't have to scrape it out of the bowl before Pesach, or on Pesach for that matter, and that's even if there are multiple cracks in the bowl, and each crack has a little tiny bit of dough, and altogether the dough equals a kezayis. As long as each piece is less than a kezayis, that's good enough. But if they didn't seal cracks, right, if they were just sitting in the bowl, then even less than a kezayis you'd have to remove, because you can't view it as part of the kli unless it's there filling in some of the cracks of the kli. There is another halacha that relates to this, v'chein le'inyan tuma, meaning regarding tuma, and not only about chametz b'pesach. If, let's say, something that's tame touches the dough that's in the crack of the bowl on Pesach, the halacha is that if the piece of dough is the size of a kezayis, so since it's not considered part of the bowl itself, so with relation to Hilchos Pesach, it's also not considered part of the bowl with relation to Hilchos Tumah. So the dough itself is going to become tame, but the bowl is not going to be tame because they're viewed as two separate entities. But if the dough that it touched is less than the size of a kezayis, so in Hilchos Pesach we view that dough as part of the bowl, so now Tumah has touched the bowl, and therefore the bowl is going to be Tameh, even though the Tumah only practically touched the dough, but the dough is part of the bowl, so the bowl, the entire bowl is going to become Tameh. Now that's the halacha of Tumah when it comes to Pesach. However, when it comes to the rest of the year, we don't care about the size of the dough. It all depends on what you plan on doing with the dough. Im makbid alav chotzeitz, if you're makbid about it, meaning you don't want to leave the dough there in the crack, you plan to take the dough out, so then it's going to be considered to be a chatzitza as far as Tumah is concerned. So since the dough is not considered part of the bowl itself, it becomes Tameh independently, just like any other meichel would become tameh independently, and a food cannot be metameh kelim. So the bowl will not become tameh. But v'imrotza b'kiyuma. But if you want the dough to remain in that crack of the bowl, harehi kareva, then the dough is considered to be part of that bowl, and therefore when the tumah touches the dough, it makes the entire bowl tameh. Now the next part of the Mishnah talks about the halachos of an isa cherish, something like that, of a betzek cherish, of a dough that is a cherish, that is a deaf mute, so to speak. Meaning usually you could bang on a dough and you hear like a thump when you bang on the dough, and that tells you that the dough has chimutz to it. But now we're going to talk about a dough that even though you left it for a while, it doesn't make a sound when you bang on it. So we're not sure whether it actually really became chametz, or whether it has not yet risen to the point of chametz. So batzei kacherish, when you have a dough that is a cherish, that's silent, im yesh kayotzi bo shehechmitz, if there would be similar types of doughs that had been left for the same amount of time, would have become chametz, hareza osr, then the silent dough you have to assume is chametz as well, even though it didn't make that sound. Okay, now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about being mafresh challah on Pesach from dough that is tameh. I mean, normally when you make dough, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa that you need to be mafresh challah, that portion that you mafresh has a din of truma, you give it to a kohen. Ketzam mafreshin challah b'tuma b'yomtov. How are we mafresh challah from dough that's tame on Pesach itself? You can't leave it as dough because it's going to become chametz. It's going to rise. You can't bake it because you can only bake on yomtov something that you're allowed to eat that day. Achashay yochal l'chol nefesh ulevado yasa lechem. You're only allowed to cook and bake on yomtov if it's something that you're able to eat. And tamei challah can't be eaten by anybody. Normal challah can only be eaten by a kohen. Tamei challah can't be eaten by anybody, and you can't burn it because you're not allowed to burn truma and challah and yom tov. So you're in this pickle. What are you supposed to do? How should you be making a tamei dough on yom tov and deal with the chametz issue and the challah issue and everything else? So three shitos in the Mishnah. Opinion number one: Rabbi Elazar Omer, Lo tikra l'shem ad shetei afa. The person making the dough shouldn't designate any portion of it as challah until after it's baked. Sometimes we have this in a b'diavad situation. A person bakes challah and they realize, oh, I forgot to be mafresh challah when it was a dough. Okay, so it's nishkafer lech, you are mafresh challah after it's baked. It's not ideal. Ideally, you'd be mafresh challah when it's a dough, but we always have that option. So over here in this shasat chak, we rely on that b'diavad type of option, where we're mafresh challah after it's fully baked. You're allowed to bake it because you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov, because much of the dough you're going to eat on Yom Tov, you're not just baking challah, and you could then be mafresh after you bake it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, Tatil B'tzoneh. No, there's another way to prevent chimutz. Drop it in cold water to prevent it from becoming chametz, and then you save it till after Yom Tov, and you'll burn it after Yom Tov. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, third shita, Lo zehu chametz shemusar melav bebal yirah b'ayimatzei. There is no issa bebal yirah b'ayimatzei, even if it becomes chametz, because elam afrashta umanachta adara v'mechmitza chmitza. So you could just be mafresh the challah from the dough and leave it until that night, and if it becomes chametz, it becomes chametz. We're not worried about it. Meaning, Rabbi Shua holds that the iser da'oraisa is only violated if you own the chametz that you have in your possession. Lo yira l'cha chametz. Once you decide that the dough is challah, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Shevet Kahuna, and therefore it's not going to be your violation of Bal Yira B'Yimatzeh. So you could be mafresh the dough, and then yachinami, let it become chametz. Let the portion that you're mafresh become chametz. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we learned that if you have dough in the cracks of a kneading bowl, so if it's the size of a kezayis, you have to take it out and be mevayer it. If it's less than a kezayis, then it becomes batel to the bowl, it just becomes part of the bowl. And we said the same is true with regard to tumah, that if something tame touches that dough, so if it's a kezayis, since it's considered independent, the kezayis of dough becomes tame, but the rest of the bowl does not. If it's less than kezayis, the whole bowl becomes tame. And then we said that in general, throughout the year, if your makbid, it doesn't depend on size throughout the year, the rest of the year, it depends on whether you're makbid about it or not. If you're makbid about it, then it's chotzeitz, then it's considered a separate entity. But if you're not, if you want to leave it there, then it's considered like part of the bowl. And then we said that if you have a dough that doesn't make a sound when you pound on it, so we have to assess whether a regular dough left for that amount of time would become chametz, then you assume that dough is also chametz. Then in Mishnah Gimel we said, what do you do about hafrashas challah betuma on Yom Tov, on Pesach itself? Three shitas. Rabbi Elazar says, just wait till you bake it, and only then be mafresh challah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, just drop it in cold water, and therefore it won't become chametz. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can be mafresh challah as normal, let it become chametz, and it's still not a violation of Bal Yirah B'Yimatzei, because you don't own it. It's owned by Shevet Kahuna. Okay, Belshem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Dalit.